What?
Whew. Watching some speed run.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
Say something racist?
Yeah. I was going to say random phone call.
Huh?
I was going to say random phone call.
Random phone call to who?
I don't know. Let's see. Here we go. Random phone call time.
Lord Hammer, who are you calling?
One of people from my job.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tawana?
Yes.
Tawana, you are live on the Boom Podcast.
Oh my God.
Say hi to y'all, Yizzle.
Say
hi to y'all, Yizzle.
Hi, Yaya.
Hey.
No, you can hear her?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear what she's saying?
Yeah, I can hear her. She said, hi, Yaya. And I said, hey, girlfriend.
Oh, you can't hear him.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's the problem. It's the reverse of hearing. Okay, Yaya wants to know what your favorite game is.
I don't know. I don't play games.
She don't play no game. She ain't with that nanny picking any shit, okay? None of that cotton picking game playing. Tawana, you once took issue with something Yayizzle had to say about one of your favorite sandwiches. He can hear you, so now is your opportunity to stake your claim, make your beef known.
What sandwich?
No, I'm not.
Look, there was a old podcast where you talked about, what was it, the spicy chicken at Wendy's? Was that the one?
Yes, and it's so good.
She said the spicy chicken at Wendy's is so good, and apparently you tried to play it, son. What's up with that?
Oh, what did I say about it? Oh, was I saying because it wasn't that spicy?
Now, was he saying that his issue, because he don't remember, because he has bad memory, so he wants to know, was it because the lack of spices?
No, he just said it wasn't good.
You heard her, Yayizzle.
It's not.
Ooh, he just said it wasn't.
Isn't it? Yes, it is. It's the best chicken sandwich out.
I think Chick-fil-A will have something to say about that.
He said Chick-fil-A was going to put that on blast.
No.
Mm-mm. No, she just shut you down with a no. That was it. That's all she had to say.
Yes.
No. And he said, yes. Well, this has been our random phone call from the Battle Club Gaming Boom Podcast. Tawana, say hello to the people.
Hello.
Tell them to listen to more Boom Podcasts.
Yes.
Listen to Boom Podcast. More podcasts?
Boom Podcast.
Boom Podcast.
Now you got to say, welcome to the Boom Podcast.
I can't.
All right.
I challenge her to a cage match next week.
Yayizzle said he's challenging you to a cage match.
Okay.
So it's on next week. Okay. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
We're supposed to say that.
All righty. Well, bye.
Bye.
I'm scared. Well, I'm about to get beat up.
It looks like it. It looks like it.
I don't hit women, so I'm about to get stomped.
Wait. Music.
Drugs and booze, maybe you'll make the evening news. And when you're tripping over your dreams, they'll keep you down by any means. By the end of the night, you'll be stifling your screams. And since you became a VR person, it's like your problems have all worsened. Your paranoia casts aspersions on the truths, you know. And they'll just put you in a spotlight and hope that you'll do alright. Or maybe not. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Stars in their eyes. Remember they said you'd show them all, emphasize the rise but not the fall, and now you're playing a shopping mall. Your mum and dad, they can't believe what you appear to have achieved, while the rest of these users are just laughing in their sleeves. And since you became a VI person, it's like your problems have all worsened. Your paranoia casts aspersions on the truths you know, and now the tabloids use your face to document your fall from grace. And then they'll tell you that that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? It's the same old story, well they just didn't realize. And it's a long way to come from the dog and duck karaoke machine and Saturday night's drunken dreams. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? It's the same old story, well they just didn't realize. And it's a long way to come from your private bedroom dance routines and Saturday night's drunken dreams. Now why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes? Why'd you wanna go and put stars in their eyes?
Yeah, Yizzle?
Yo.
Why you go and trying to put stars in the eyes of these hoes?
In the payday.
You know you can't turn a hoe into a house star.
I'm tired of being broke.
Damn it.
Tired.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
Welcome.
Staccatosk.
Yeah, Yizzle.
Getting it in. Before we getting it in, have you at all, do you even go to battleclubgaming.com?
I do not frequent the internet.
You son of a bitch.
I don't. I really don't go on the internet at
it's
all.
It's your own website.
I don't go to Twitter. I don't go to Facebook. I'm not an internet person. Unless I'm looking up, like, you know, nudity. What is this? What is this? Internet for resources? Come on. What is this? Japan?
Anyways, so since you don't go to the website, you asshole.
That means I've been there a couple times. Nothing's changed. I was just there a couple weeks ago.
Something did change.
What changed in the next 2 weeks?
The first episode of Jizzy's podcast, the Blue Shack podcast, was put up on BattleClubGaming.com.
Whose podcast?
Jizzy.
Who's Jizzy?
Jizzy Molina.
Who's that?
The Jizzmeister. How do you not know Jizzy is one of our biggest supporters of this fucking show.
You've never mentioned this name a single time.
How have I never I mentioned Jizzy like every show.
No, you don't. Wait. Does this person go by a different name? Like multiple names? Like maybe they have a different Twitter name or something? I'm not
Jizzy 6879.
Yeah, but no, I won't ever call you.
See, this is the problem right here. You're not in tune with the people. Get your punk ass on Twitter. Shit. Send out a tweet a day or something so that people can interact with you. Shit.
Here it goes.
Exactly. Here it goes.
People get enough of me through the podcast.
How are you? Jizzy, I'm going to need you to send him a friend request on PSN or something and cuss his ass out. Because that's some bullshit.
Okay, who is Jizzy? Tell me more about Jizzy.
Jizzy is mi compadre. And mi compadre has other compadres, and they have come together in a blue shack to create a podcast. I mean, the shit is raw. It's kind of like the fucking reality show of podcasts. Like, it's raw, fresh, kind of like how we used to be when we first started out a little bit, but more, it's like dudes literally capturing the conversation that they're just having with each other without no worries of what anybody the fuck is going to think. The second episode, they're talking about dick sucks for midgets. Okay. That's episode 2. We haven't even got there yet. But you can get their first episode on the Boom Podcast stream, and I'm setting them up so they can have their own feed on Battle Club Gaming, so that'll be there soon. So yeah. Yo, I think you will like this podcast. This is your this is your podcast that you would listen to every week.
Wow. You know what? There's only one podcast I listen to faithfully right now. This actually sounds interesting because most other podcasts are kind of boring.
They can be very boring. I've cut recently some podcasts out of my podcast listening, but this will be one that stays in mind. And I do believe once you listen to it, it'll be one that stays in your rotation as well.
Well, shoot, I'll listen to it tonight. I got nothing to do.
There you motherfucking go. And they already got 5 episodes in the bag. I just need to put them up. So I might end up putting the second episode out on the Boom Podcast feed and then throw in all the rest of them from 1 to, I think, 4 or 5 they sent to me up on the on their own feed. But yeah, the Blue Shack podcast, everybody get into that. Also, the final BZTP podcast is out there, so you guys can listen to that because they're going to be switching it up, flipping and dipping and ripping and setting it off. And also, the big homie, iRockstar, got a fucking telescope, and he's looking at the goddamn moon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why he's looking at the goddamn
moon? Why is he looking at the moon?
He's looking at the goddamn moon, first of all, because we are going to buy part of the moon. Okay, that's one.
Sounds good.
Two, we're going to hijack a Russian space shuttle. Okay, that's two. Three, we're going to go to the moon. Four, terraform that shit. Five, take some souls. Six, live on said moon with moon bitches.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. That's what me and Rock do. That's how we get down.
Get the Kickstarter going.
We're going to get a Kickstarter to take over the moon. Hopefully we'll get enough people that'll pitch in.
Sounds good. Let's do this.
What the hell are you listening to?
Huh?
What the hell are you listening to?
I told you, I was watching speedruns today.
Oh, God. You're one of those people.
What do you mean?
They just sit around watching other people play video games?
No, that's not necessarily it.
What do you mean it's not necessarily it? You're sitting right now, right?
If you can beat a game by cutting all the fluff out of it, why would you not? Why would you not?
So what you're saying is you're watching that for strategy.
That's the only reason to really watch speedruns is for strategy. I mean, it's impressive. Needless to say, but watch it for strategy. You figure out, well, how can I do this? How can I make a game beat quicker and see if you can actually beat it? It's always cool to see how you can glitch a game out.
I don't know. It just seems like boring to me.
Cheating without cheating is what I call it.
So you're basically, but what good is it if you're not coming up with your own patterns and shit to beat the game? Like, all you're doing is just mimicking somebody else's playstyle.
It's impossible to do that. You can't really, like, games have rules, have boundaries. You can only, certain games only have certain glitches. You can't make a glitch happen unless you're going to literally hack the game.
I make glitches happen.
Yeah, but those are glitches that are in the game.
Are they, sir? Are they?
Those are just glitches that in the game that you just happen to be the unfortunate soul to continuously come across them on a day-to-day basis.
I guess so, sir. I guess so. So which speed run are you watching?
I saw someone do what they did today. I saw now this was impressive. The Super Ghouls and Ghosts, I think it's called. Yeah, the Super Ghouls and Ghosts one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that game is brutal.
Those games are fucking brutal.
When you can see someone speed run that game, you know they are a champion at just gaming in general.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with watching people play games. If it's an impressive run at a game that'd just otherwise beat you down.
Yeah, I just think it's boring fluff. I just think it's boring fluff. Now, what I would do, sometimes I'll watch a game, obviously, that I haven't played just to see what the gameplay is like and shit. But that's about as far as it goes. I'm not going to sit there. I don't care if it's a speed run, a slow run, a medium run.
It helps. Actually play better because you'll see how someone plays and you say, huh. So I don't have to play like a little punk bitch dawdling along and trying to shoot everything. You run at it like a man.
So wait, as a fan of the speedrun, does this mean that that holds some interest in the PlayStation 4's ability to record gameplay instantaneously and upload it to media sharing software?
I hate PlayStation. No. 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 Tired of it. Tired.
You know Xbox having their thing in May.
I'll love to see what they're going to do, because I want to see if they're going to be dumb enough to make theirs, you know, the always DRM. On. Always online, boy, BS at their time pool, and I don't know. We'll see.
People complain about that, but they'll still go buy it. I don't even know what was the point of complaining about. Now, I mean, they're going to have to pull out some real stops in order to get me even care about the system. I mean, this shit is basically like sitting up in with a 360, sitting up in my room, lonely, next to the cable modem that nobody needs to touch. So it's like, you know, it gets no use. Rarely do I log on to that bitch. Well, before we get into some games, what's going on with you, man? Anything popping off?
Oh, playing some Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm. Popped in the Last Story again, so I was like, let's take a little break from Monster Hunter. Let's get on some of that Last Story. Oh my god, Nintendo, you beautiful, beautiful bastards.
What'd they do?
God damn, Nintendo's on fire, aren't they?
With what?
Listening to their fans. Nintendo must have, somebody from Nintendo must have, like, woke up, or maybe they put the crack down for a little bit or something, or I don't know what Nintendo doing.
We don't know what
happened. Nintendo hitting that shit out the park lately.
We don't know what happened. You have to tell us.
Oh, but we talk about that later. I'm just saying, like, Nintendo. Okay. Your sexy self.
Secret topic. Secret topic. Episode 1.
Anybody with a 3DS and a Wii U right now probably had, like, the biggest orgasm on the 17th. I think it was the 17th of this month.
You just had a nerdgasm.
And then E3 is going to be even better.
Oh, will it?
I think E3, they're going to... Well, everybody was complaining about, you know, the Nintendo Direct, because they really didn't focus too much on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows, anybody with common sense is saying, well, of course they're going to push their newest system for E3. They're going to get it out there, and they're going to want people to buy it after E3, because it's going to be like, hey, you know, the shopping season is going to start a few months after that, and that's when we need to really start giving people a reason to go out during Christmas and buy this system.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, plus the 3DS is out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sales are skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, just keep pushing it. Let's keep giving people what they want. Let's keep selling the system. Let's keeping our heads above water right now while the Wii U's kind of tainting right now. It's not really doing all that great, but
yeah, the Wii U's not doing good at all.
It's still young. It hasn't even been a year yet.
This is true.
Give them time to. I give them to the end of this year, see what they say in E3, and then make the judgment. Well, what do you think is going to happen to the Wii U? Is it going to just end up tanking out, or are they going to have a miraculous comeback? Because, I mean, everybody was hating on the Wish thing, the 3DS price drop. Now look at it.
They're going to have to do a flawless E3.
Yeah, they are.
They're, you know, it's going to have to be, man. It's going to have to be.
I'm not going to say they have no strong titles. That'd be a lie. They don't have that. Where's that triple A title that we want?
Bayonetta 2?
Yeah, but we don't have it now.
It's coming, and then people know.
Yeah, but we want it now.
Like, Mario. Mario's fun. I played it at Target.
Yeah, I am going to get that. I'm just talking about, like, outside of, everybody knows we're going to get Mario.
Right.
But, like, we need to see some of their other franchises coming in strong. And I'm not talking about remakes. I'm talking about brand new snap dab.
So you're saying new Zelda, new Metroid.
Yes, not a remake. I mean,
that's it. That's all they have. New Zelda, new Metroid, new Mario.
F-Zero.
And you're never going to see another. It's not happening.
There's no reason why it shouldn't. F-Zero would take them no time to make. That's why I don't understand why Nintendo won't do it.
You know why they won't do it?
Because they're idiots.
Because they have Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Mario Kart is not F-Zero. Mario Kart does not have the Falcon Punch.
So Mario Kart has everything every Nintendo person wants in a racing game. It's wacky. It's colorful. It has Mario in it.
But it doesn't have banging music, and it doesn't have race car tracks that'll make you pass out from sheer exhaustion.
Wait a minute.
Or trying to figure it out.
Are you trying to tell me that that's not banging, son?
No.
You throw some bass on that?
No.
Give me a bass line real quick, son.
What?
Give me a bass line. Oh, throw me some drums. Go ahead. Throw me some drums. Give me a beat.
For what beat? I don't understand.
Give me a beat.
A beat for what?
Okay, just throw me a beat.
Give me the melody.
Just give me a beat.
Give me the melody.
No, just give me the beat real quick.
I don't know what beat.
Look, I just need a beat. Melody. Just kick me a beat. Why you stop, man? You messed it up, man. Who's going? You ready? You gotta be louder.
All right, you can hear me?
Go. Boom, boom. See? Popping.
That works, huh?
Popping.
All off cue.
Mario getting it in on the dance floor.
That was just racist.
Princess Peach dropping it like it's hot. Dropping it like it's hot.
Not much of nothing.
Let's see. Dude, I went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's what happened out there.
So you weren't a fan of that Pittsburgh pizza there?
It was nothing to write home about. I'm going to be totally honest with you, man.
There was another place. There was one place we stopped at on the way up there. And that was actually the second place we went to. And we had a debate about which one to go to. But the other place ended up being kind of out of the way from where we were. So, and it was really two completely different styles of pizza. But I like both of them. I thought they were good. But when we do go up there, we saw it was just this El China or Cambodian restaurant,
right?
The Angkor. Mm-hmm. Yo, son, that shit was slapping. So when we hit that up, we're gonna hit them up. And so we went to DeLuca's, which was like this little. Was that the that was the breakfast spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You might have seen him on Man vs. He was on Man vs. Food. That spot. In that episode, he went there and they had the big pancakes with like the whipped cream and shit on it.
Oh, yeah, like the dessert pancakes and all that crap.
And then they had the scramble, the breakfast scramble thing with all the onions and peppers. You remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got one pancake and then we got the little breakfast scramble joint with the chicken. Pretty good stuff. It was pretty good. And then we went to Primanti Brothers. And then that's the spot where they do the coleslaw and french fries on the sandwich. And that was pretty good, too. I was trying to figure out how the fuck to bring you back one of them sandwiches. It just wouldn't work, bro.
It's one of them things that, you got to go there to get it because it's too much deconstructing shit.
Right. And, you know, I actually thought about that. Like, okay, can y'all put this fries and coleslaw separate and put the bread on the other side?
Did you watch Man vs. Food? She would have dropped the elbow on you.
Probably. That is possible.
It's not the way they serve their food. You get that sound together.
Yes. It was good. And the only thing I didn't like about it is everything is fucking pay cash. Like, I'm lucky I had some money in my pocket. Or we would have been all messed up in the game, yo.
That's actually a good thing. I don't know.
I mean, it's slightly inconvenient, you know?
But it's just one less cost for them.
Well, yeah. But my thing is, these places probably make enough business where they shouldn't have to worry about somebody trying to, you know, swipe their credit card or whatever. But yeah, it was pretty cool. All of this was on this little place. It's like the Strip. It's Penn Avenue. They call it the Strip. So you can walk up and down the Strip. There's like a bunch of shops and stuff where you can buy pashminas and all this bullshit, jewelry, health food stores, sportswear stores, taco stand, good ass tacos. We got little like Asian spots. So it'd be like an Asian store, and on the outside it'd be like a little cooking booth. So you can walk up, grab an egg roll, some fucking pad thai, whatever the fuck you want, son. It was pretty cool. But the reason we went up there was to go see the RZA. Wu-Tang. Huh?
How'd it go? Did you see him?
Yeah, it was fun. We went to go. He was doing a lecture on his book, The Tao of the Wu. Let me give you a little sample of some. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hold on. We got a call coming in. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, welcome. You are on the Boom Podcast. You're on the Boom Podcast. We're recording live. Hello?
Who's that?
I'm going to hang up.
What?
I'm going to hang up.
Why? You're already live on the show.
I'll call you back.
You're live on the show.
Did you?
Huh?
I heard you.
All right, so now, you're live on the show. We want to know, what's your favorite video game?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart? Really?
Really?
Which version of Mario Kart?
I don't know.
You know, this is not a very informative interview.
Who is that?
Huh?
Who is that?
They're all fun.
They're all fun. That is Dominic. You remember Dominic from back in the day?
Oh, she sounds like exhausted or either tired or something.
Yeah, Yizzle says she sounds exhausted and tired.
I am. I had a long day today.
She had a long day. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, thank you for coming on the Boom Podcast.
Okay.
Goodbye.
White power.
Boom Podcast. Random phone calls in. Let's do this.
There you go. White power.
Wait.
Speak it, reflect it, and to show it.
That's good.
Once you know, then you go to wisdom. Wisdom is an expression of knowledge. That's how to speak it, to reflect it, and to show it, the weight of it. Once you know in your mind and you have wisdom to speak it, then understanding comes about. Because you've known it and you've shown it now to understand you. Every man should have those things first as you grow from a child. And then you go to what? Freedom, justice, and equality. Now freedom, we all want freedom, but freedom must operate under a law of justice. Because I'm free to smack him in the face. But then justice must come in. And that's the reward or the penalty for my action. So therefore we deal with what? Equality. All men are created equal.
There we go. That's just a little sample.
Once you know.
Of the RZA interview.
That's cool.
It was fun. He's a very, very insightful person. I enjoyed his book. Actually, I think I'm going to sit down and read it again. And I, the RZA. You can't go wrong with the RZA. So, yeah, that's what we did. We did that, hit the food spots, kicked it at the telly, and came back home. All right, so let's get into some game talk. That is personal shit. People don't give a fuck.
No, that's not pretty. Hey, man, this summer is the summer of traveling. I'm telling you, man, it's not going to be the summer. We're going to be sitting inside.
Wait. We're going to try something real quick, okay?
Go ahead.
Let's see how this works out. You still with me, Yayizzle?
Yep. Man, Bass Landing is so fun. I don't know why that game is as god awful those graphics are, man.
Bass Landing? Wait, yes. What version of Bass Landing do you have?
The original PS1 version, baby.
Wait, for what? What'd you get it for?
Why did I get it?
No, what did you get it for?
For the PS1, for the PS3.
You got it. Wait, you downloaded it?
No, I just bought it. Bought the disc.
You know
me, baby. Physical copies. It's the only way I roll now. Except for the Wii U Virtual Console, because you know 30 cents for a game. I will never snuff at that.
Because
the cost of me to go out there to find a physical copy of a Nintendo game, yeah, there's no way in the world.
Wait. So you're playing? Do you have like the peripheral thing?
No, because that wouldn't be compatible with the PS3 anymore.
Okay, that's where I was going to wonder. So you're just playing with a controller like a whackness.
Well, actually, it's not. I mean, yeah,
but.
I don't. You know what? I don't even know. Have they ever made a fishing controller for the PS3? Let's look that up.
Fishing control. You know, I want to say that they did.
Let's go to eBay real quick. That's the best place to find out. Hold on.
I really want to say that they did.
I'm pretty sure if I had one for the PS3, I don't see why it wouldn't work for Bass Landing. Let's find out. PS3 fishing. It's amazing how old that game is and still can be having fun.
Bass Landing.
It just brings back memories, you know what I mean?
Memories of what?
Oh, they do have one.
I know that, yeah.
PS3 motion controller bundle, fishing rod, games, gun eye charger. I guess it did.
Now the question is, would it actually be compatible? That I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. Games.
Yo.
Tell me about some games. Okay, you started off going on this praise rant for Nintendo, right?
Because they're a beautiful, beautiful beast right now.
So, Nintendo equals beautiful, beautiful beast.
Sexy Nintendo.
Nintendo, beautiful, beautiful beast. Tell us. What?
All right, I'm going to use my Wii U. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull it up right now like most people can't do because they're a bunch of haters. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the eShop.
Okay, go to the eShop.
While I'm online.
While you're online.
While Hulu is running.
Okay, so you got Hulu running.
Can you do that on your PS3?
You got Hulu running. You went to the eShop.
Went to the eShop right now. It's loading up.
And then you did what now?
I'm going to go to the Nintendo Direct, and I'm going to go thing by thing of everything they announced and tell you why Nintendo is sexy right now. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So you're going to give us the sexiness of Nintendo.
Nintendo's been sexy for years.
How many years?
They've been sexy for like ever, since like 1987.
1987, Nintendo's been sexy. Okay, well, we're waiting to hear why Nintendo is so sexy.
All right, here we go.
Oh, we got it? Okay, let's do it. Let's go. Okay. Go ahead.
A little crazy.
Get it in.
Okay, number one, 3DS.
3DS.
Mario Luigi Dream Team.
What the fuck is that?
Looks good. It's like the Mario RPG type thing. Maybe like the ones they have on the DS and all that stuff. What's the other one? That was the last one they had. The Mario Bowser's Inside Story or something like that.
That's what you're excited about?
Let me finish. It's exciting.
Okay, actually, looks really good.
Now, I wasn't into the other games, but when I saw the demo of this one, I was like, that actually looks like it could be fun.
Now, what's it called?
Mario & Luigi Dream Team.
Because
this is the year of Luigi. So they're trying to push a lot of Luigi products.
Dream Team. La, da, 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 da. And what's this for?
It's for the 3DS.
For the 3DS.
Which I am getting one next month.
So what you're saying is that the 3DS is going to be better than the Nintendo Wii. Is that... I kind of get... That's what I'm getting from.
With the Wii U right now, the 3DS is probably better than the Wii U. Right now. That's because the Wii U doesn't have a strong software lineup right now. And one thing I will complain to the end of the earth is I know consoles and handhelds have to have their exclusive titles and stuff. I don't know.
So what you're saying, the system shouldn't have exclusive titles?
I think like for Nintendo, certain titles should be cross-platform. I don't understand why they don't do it.
Like what? The
titles. Like, I can see how Mario and Luigi Dream Team might not have to be cross-platform. But there was a game I was thinking about. I'm like, why is that on, not on? The new Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is that not on the Wii U? Like, do you know that could be a system seller for your company? Just for the fact you're saying, oh, here's a new Zelda game, the sequel, after which people are saying is the best Zelda game in the series on top of that. So that on Ocarina of Time already had a sequel, which was Majora's Mask. So discontinue that, but you have a successor to a series that people still are claiming is the best out your series. You would sell Wii U's like hotcakes, but no, I guess not.
So you are saying that essentially the three, if you want Nintendo, go 3DS instead of Wii U, right? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying to me.
Right now, if you had a choice between a 3DS, I don't know when that Zelda's coming out, though. That's kind of a rough call. But game-wise, if you don't have a 3DS already, then y'all know what you're holding out for. Maybe a price drop, I guess. But I don't know. It just depends on your flavor. If you like handheld fun, 3DS. If you rather have, you know, full screen action, just depends on what you want.
So wait, now, because I'm still waiting for this super exciting thing that you're talking about. Was it the Zelda game?
Well, I mean, you got the Zelda game. You got, what is that? Something keeps bothering me. What the hell is that? Oh. Cell phone, not like straight buster. All right, here we go. The year of Luigi.
Which, okay.
They're trying to push Luigi out there. I like that.
All right.
Like what Luigi's doing.
Okay.
Now here's what this is what made me happy. I was like, Nintendo decided we're gonna do downloadable content right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna take the new Super Mario Wii U game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're gonna pretty much call it, you know, the new Super Luigi or something like that. They redid all 80 levels to be custom toward Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay for it. But it's just like they said, it's like you're buying a brand new game, but it's as downloadable content. That's how you do DLC. That's how you do DLC properly.
So
you give someone a full game, and then you expand upon it. So they pretty much gave us the full game, and then they said, okay, let's just take all the 80 levels. The map is, everything is the same. But we're going to change all 80 levels to make it so it's customized to Luigi's playstyle.
Interesting, interesting. Poppy, what is your
hey, girlfriend?
What do you feel about Luigi taking the main stage over Mario?
It's about time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You know what I think is going on here? A bunch of traitors.
Are you guys recorded?
Yes, we are. Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
I think they got that.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Yayizzle was telling us why he thinks the Wii U and Nintendo are going to dominate next generation gaming.
Whoa, I didn't say dominate. I just said they were doing a great job.
Now you want to backtrack? Because I never said
dominate. I just said, look, Nintendo's hitting it out the park.
Yeah, yeah.
We still haven't seen what Wish Name has done in E3.
Yeah, you said
Microsoft's
you
didn't. In May. Microsoft might actually bring something to impress all of us. We don't know.
But you said you don't give a fuck about Microsoft. You don't care about Sony. And the only one you talk good about is Nintendo.
Because Sony didn't show us anything.
I think, to be perfectly honest, even though I support the Wii U, I think Nintendo is on life support.
I think PS3 is on life support.
Boom!
Boom, see, it's true.
Wow!
Can you keep putting those cheese sticks in your mouth, please?
Hey, don't talk to my woman.
You got Nintendo fanboys over here.
Look, the PS3 is dead. Let's all be honest, okay?
Yeah,
PS3 is dead. The PS4 will probably be dead on arrival. So the only real competition you have is between the new Xbox or the Wii U. So, guys, which one is it going to be?
Xbox. Go ahead.
Here's the order. PS4, number one. Shitbox, number two. And then the Nintendo, number three.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You put the Wii U after the box?
I refuse to believe. I disagree with that one.
And the only reason why I say that is because you have more hardcore gamers playing on those two systems than the Nintendo Wii.
But can't you say that now?
Huh?
Can't you say that you have more hardcore gamers on the PS3 and Xbox 360, but the Wii U sales have completely demolished both systems.
The what sales?
Console sales.
The Wii U?
No, the Wii, regular Wii.
That's because it was, that was catered to kids. Nintendo, what? Where Nintendo is going to flatline is them trying to go after the hardcore gamers that Sony and Xbox already have established.
Yeah, Yizzle.
They're trying to get those gamers, and that's not going to happen.
I'll just let you take this one. Go ahead, y'all. Respond to this man.
As far as what he's saying about the hardcore gamers?
He's saying that the Wii U is for kids, and that Nintendo can't get no hardcore audience.
Nintendo kind of shot themselves in the foot on that one.
Damn,
I agree.
Both of y'all.
They did.
You know
Nintendo
what?
Shot themselves in the foot.
I'm tired
when
y'all
when they brought
together.
The Wii out with all that shovelware, all the little kiddie games and stuff, and then all the fans did go to the 360 and the because Nintendo wasn't listening to their fans.
And didn't Nintendo when they came out with the Wii? Didn't they come out cater? Well, who was their target audience?
It was the kids.
It was the kids, and it was the family with a lot of the games that they had. When they first came out with their aerobics and all that stuff, that you had everybody and their mamas going out and getting the Wii U or getting the Wii because they wanted to try out. What was that stepping thing that they had that they came out with?
The Wii Fit.
Yeah, the balance board where mamas can go on there while daddies were working their asses off and everything. Mamas were on there balancing and, you know, doing their aerobics and stuff.
Where's my dinner?
Tell me what PlayStation or Xbox guy was doing that.
The Wii Move and the Kinect.
Exact that. Bam. Okay. The Kinect. Look, that was such a leap, an advanced leap in video game interactivity that they had no choice but to come out with the Kinect and the PlayStation Move.
Sony and Xbox really shot themselves in the foot with that one. Those are the two dumbest ideas.
I actually like the Kinect. It's just nothing to do with. There's nothing to do with it.
It's the Me Too syndrome.
That's the problem.
Nintendo did it, so can we. It's
like, I don't know. But, you know, first I have to disagree with both of you guys. I don't feel like, I know a lot of people make that argument that the Wii, and by association, the Wii U, are systems for kids. They're not. They're not, now, it's not to say that they don't that they don't try to put out games that appeal to a whole audience. Instead of just a lot of games for mature people, you'll get those games that adults can play and have fun, kids can play and have fun. But it's not a kid's system.
I'm sorry. How was Battlefield 3 on that system?
You can't rank a game by one. You can't rank a system by one horrible game.
Let me
ask you this. Did you play Battlefield on that system?
What system?
On the Wii.
I didn't know Bug Dude had a Battlefield.
Exactly. Do you know why there was no Battlefield on the Wii?
It would never work with the Wacko remote.
No, because DICE is not a good company.
Whoa. Now you cross the line there, Scotta.
What? Okay.
How dare you?
Who is the mortal enemy of Battlefield?
How dare I?
Me.
Game-wise. Modern Warfare, right? Can you play Modern Warfare on the Wii?
Yes.
Thank you. You know why? Because they're a company that cares.
Call of Duty.
Okay? DICE doesn't care about its fans.
No. You crazy.
They don't. DICE does not care about its fans. Okay? Have you ever watched your timeline and seen how many people tweet at Battlefield and they just ignore them? They just ignore them? You know who never does that? The Call of Duty Twitter.
Man. Cicada. What the hell has been going on over there in the air that you're breathing over there?
Look, I'm just breathing the air of truth, okay? And when it comes out...
No, you're not.
as complete truth. It goes in as truth. It comes out as truth.
Everybody, yeah, this is what it boils down to. Everybody knows the video game industry in a whole, everybody from Microsoft to Sony to Nintendo, are in dire straits right now. Everybody's doing just awful. God awful. And if they don't turn it around, start giving the fans what they want, instead of giving the fans what they think we want and what we really don't want, then they're all done. All three companies are done, is my opinion.
So what you're saying is you are you're campaigning for PC gaming of the future.
It might end up being that the way. Hey, if Sony keeps it up, if Microsoft keeps this crap up, and Nintendo keeps the crap up, it might end up being that. Interesting. Because people are getting tired of this bull crap with this DLC, this. Now people want to do microtransactions. And who is it? EA and Cryotech talking about, oh, everything's going to be DLC and everything's going to be, you know, fucking microtransactions. That's how we're going to do our business plans now. So now a game that might cost you $60 plus, you know, DLC is going to cost you hundreds of dollars to unlock its full potential. Everything has to offer. It's getting ridiculous.
Interesting.
Well, see, I'm a firm believer in capitalism. So from a business point, I can't knock these companies charging money for DLCs whatsoever. Because if you own that company, okay, and you have a popular game, you're going to want to make more money. In this digital age that we're in now, that DLCs are booming, companies are realizing that they can make and profit off of one game even more throughout the life expectancy of that particular game that they made. So you can't really fault them for that.
But then there's a right way to do DLC, and then there's the wrong way to do a DLC. There's the Capcom way, where they'll take a game and they'll strip stuff out of it that should have been in the final product, and then charge us for it so they can make a $60 game and turn to like a, you know, $80, maybe $90 game. And then there is proper ways to do DLC, which I'm all for, where you get the full experience of the game and there's just added bonus content to it to make it go longer, like Borderlands 2 and, you know, who I forgot, the new Super Mario Brothers Wii U, they're doing that. So I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just when companies kind of do it the fucked up way is when I don't like it.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that neither of you voted for Barack Obama.
You are so right on that.
Nobody voted for Obama? Nobody voted for Obama? Okay. You know, I do, like I said, I've never had an issue. I have an issue with DLC based solely off of the manipulation that it does to the gamer. And I've talked about this before. You know, when you get Battlefield, you know, you're playing a game of Battlefield, you hop in the game with all your friends, you don't have the DLC, you play a map, they move on to a new map, you get booted out. So now in order, like you said, in order for you to have the most fun out of this game with your community, you have to dish out the rest of that money or pretty much just be stuck playing on your own most of the time. Or you have to ruin everybody else's fun and they can't use the DLC while you're playing with them. Choice thing, not necessarily a bad thing, but it's one of those, it really strangles the community aspect of gaming. You know, it takes away from the game a little bit, just a little bit.
Everybody can afford to pay $60 for a game and then shell out another $30, $40, $50 for the full experience of a game.
It's true.
Especially nowadays. But
on that same token, though, you know, when you have when you get people who are strictly Battlefield, they're strictly Call of Duty, when they stick to these games and these are like, you know, Madden or the NBA 2, whatever the fuck, you know, to be able to extend that life of that game for those players. You know, if this is like their main game that they're going to be playing all year for 6 months or whatever it is, it's perfect for them. You know, gives them new content and stuff. So like you said, yeah, it's really about how it's used, how the DLC is used, how the microtransactions are going to be used. Let me ask both of you guys a question here.
All
right. I don't know. We might have talked about this before. You're in a gang, right? And you kill a bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bad guy leaves a weapon behind, right? Mm-hmm. It's a new weapon. Mm-hmm. You've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. Okay. You walk up to said weapon to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
And then the screen pops up to say, "This is a super awesome sword gun. Purchase it with microtransaction DLC for $2.99.
Nope.
Go.
No. I'll turn the game off and quit right there. I'm done.
That's what I thought.
Interesting.
I pull out my my debit card.
Really? Really? So you don't? You're cool with that? You're cool.
I'm supporting the industry.
So you're willing to allow that interruption?
Here's the thing. I get your side. Trust me. I do. If people are hurting financially, whatever the case may be, okay, I get the other side of the argument. I've been changing. I actually am supporting Xbox gamers, PC gamers, whatever it is that you like. If you like it and you're happy with it, I'm happy for you. Okay? But then on the other side, if it's a game coming from a developer that I respect, I like, have a history with, just hypothetically speaking, let's just take DICE. If the game is everything that I want it to be, and I can tell that right off the bat, before any DLC, before anything, do I enjoy the game? I am going to support them. And if I have to purchase a little, what do you want to call it? Online pass, I guess, to unlock that gun that you're talking about. If that's going to further help support the developer, I'm all for it. Because the more I support that developer, and if they hear from their fans and they give their fans what they want in a game, who wins? We all do. Gamers win.
You know who wins? DICE wins. You know why? Because they used your Mitt Romney rhetoric to get people to pull out their wallets. God damn it. And pay for some shit that should have been in the game in the first place. Okay? That is like me going out, playing PlayStation Vita 2, bringing it home, and then they're like, in order to unlock the buttons, you got to pay an extra $29.95.
Okay. You open up the box is just empty. Like to get the console, you have to pay a transaction of $500 more.
Right.
Sony, so I'm gonna get that.
Well, let me ask you this, because it seems like you want DLC for free.
No.
But
go ahead.
That's what I'm hearing.
No,
all DLC should be free because that gun should have been already into the game. I should have been able to use that gun. It almost seems like you want to bomb a handout now in video games.
Look, if you can get Obamacare into the video game world, so when I'm playing Final Fantasy, I can get free Phoenix down, I don't have a problem with that.
Free remedies,
free elixir, throw it my way. But it's more about the issue of, one, games, all right, can we all agree? Games are about immersion. It's supposed to bring you into whatever game you're playing. When you're playing Battlefield, you want to be the soldier. Don't be farting on the mic, man.
No, I'm moving the chair, my bad.
If you're playing an adventure game, you want to feel like you're on that adventure. So if you're, and this is talking more so on the microtransaction level as opposed to the full-on DLC level of things. But, and then like I said, and you're in this little zone, and you're broken up. You get broken up into this situation of being offered something, but not being able to play with this thing unless you dish out more money. You know, this is part, this, because it's different. See, with DLC, you have your experience of the game, right? So you're playing first person shooter, you're playing an RPG or whatever. You play the game, you have your experience, DLC comes out, be it next day, same day, and then it extends that experience, right? As opposed to the microtransaction where it's there, it's available, but they're saying you can't have this that is part of this original experience without more money.
Yeah, but look at it this way. I'm not trying to change your mind, but look at it this way. All right, you guys, you pick up a game that you and y'all have been talking about for a long time. It's your favorite developer. You guys are all hyped for this game. You can't wait. The only problem with this one particular developer that you guys like, all right, has a habit of making games, let's just say, once every 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or 2 years. Let's just say 2 years. Okay?
Okay.
Let's just say that before this game that you and Ya can't wait to play together, it's multiplayer, blah, blah, blah. It's got the whole all the gadgets and doodads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to be able to play it together. You guys are going to talk about it on your podcast for months and months to come, all right? They already told you before this game came out that they're going to support you, the gamer,
mm-hmm.
or gamers,
mm-hmm.
all right? And they are going to give you X amount of DLCs for that one game. Okay?
Okay.
Now, they phase it. Every 3 months or whatever, you get a brand new DLC, new maps, new storylines, whatever. If it's an RPG, first-person shooter, I don't care what it is. Aren't you, as a gamer, if the game turns out to be, from the start, everything that you ever wanted it to be, the fact that the developer is supporting it with, let's just say, five DLCs that are going to be phased in months,
mm-hmm.
okay, aren't you going to be happy as a consumer that here this developer is giving you content, additional content? And even if they only charge you $10, let's just say each DLC they charge you $10, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For every DLC is going to be in between 3 months. So one DLC is going to come out 3 months later, the next one, 3 months later, the next one, 3 months later, the next one. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Until you reach the last DLC pack. All right? You had, from the moment that you bought that game all the way up until the fifth DLC, you've had nothing but support. And you only had to pay $10 per DLC. Aren't you going to be happy as a consumer, though? The fact that this developer stretched this game so long, whereas before DLCs came out, before this whole internet and just before DLC even became what it is now, okay, which is a developer's, you know, moneymaker, because that's what it is. Before any of this came out, what did you have? A day, maybe two, and then guess what? That game that you were playing that you loved that you couldn't wait, that you waited 2 years for it to come out, now you beat it. Now what are you going to have to do? Now what is the Katanya going to do? They're going to have to wait another 2 years until the next release comes out. But they're not doing that now. Now they're actually expanding. They're making a game fat. Is how I like to call it. My BF3, prime example. They gave me this skinny game, but with five DLCs, assignments, new guns, new vehicles, all this dog tags to unlock and everything. They made it fat and juicy, just the way I like it.
What is somebody? What? I heard that.
Yeah, he goes, ew. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? Don't we want developers to support us? If we like a game and we show them support, why not stretch the length of that game by giving me all these different DLCs, new maps, new era, for whatever genre that you're into?
Okay, but see,
as much as I hate Call of Duty, they do it with them. They give them new maps. I don't know if they give them guns or anything like that, but it keeps the game going and going. And then all of a sudden, you get a little drop-off now because that's the trend in this industry. There's a little bit of drop-off, but then guess what? You start hearing about E3. You start hearing about all these other expos and stuff. And guess what? Now you're starting to hear rumors of your favorite developer making number 4, number 5, whatever it is. That I want that. And I'll support that developer. My BF3, I paid $110 mm-hmm. between premium and the game.
Right,
I've gotten over 700 hours into that game. You guys tell me now, with everything that I've gotten for that game and over 700 hours, did I get my money's worth?
That depends.
And answer it honestly.
That depends on how you play. Okay, I'm not 700 hours in, but I've racked up some pretty, at least 2 days on Battlefield 3, okay? Got the original game, 60 or whatever, the DLC combo package thingy. What was that, another 50? For me.
The premium?
Yeah, the premium, right.
Yeah, it was $50.
For me. Not worth it. Not worth it because, to me, all the DLCs were pretty much pointless. They were horrible. There was no need for tank superiority. Why was there no need for tank superiority? Because you could go to maps that were already on there and have a bunch of people jump in the tanks and shoot at each other. So you take that idea.
Final Fantasy some more.
Look.
Get off
this call. Dude, come on. You can't tell. All they did was take what you could already do in the game, put one flag location in the middle, and then gave it a different name. It's bullshit. The air superiority. No. Same bullshit. No. You could go to any maps with the big maps and the conquest and shit and have 4 or 5 motherfuckers flying around in planes. Okay?
No, listen. Listen, with the DLCs, you know what that's called? That's called innovation.
But they didn't innovate. There was no innovation.
They pushed the PS3 to the limit.
To what limit?
To the limit to where everything just became laggy and screwed up, and we had to get, two more 3 gig patches afterwards. That's awesome.
That's not a good thing. That is bad programming. And that is bad knowledge of the architecture that you're using.
That's not DICE's fault.
How's that not? They made the game. How's it not their fault?
It's Sony's fault.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Go ahead. How's it Sony's fault? Let's get into this.
It's Sony's fault because they smelled themselves too much with the PlayStation 2. How many millions and millions and millions of dollars did Sony make off of the PlayStation 2?
Probably for millions and millions.
Okay, they made and they sold that like you would not believe. I mean, they couldn't even keep even the slim ones, the last one that they came out with. When that freaking thing came out, I mean, people that already had 2 PlayStations went out and bought that just because it looked cute.
And they're probably still selling. One of
them. Yeah. Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, I saw on Twitter and you know what? Just so that nobody thinks that I'm making shit up or anything like that. Is it true that Sony PlayStation 2, 10,000 games in total?
Whoa.
For that game?
You know, I can't say. I would not. Man, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know.
Lord.
That's a lot of games.
I looked that one up.
Maybe that was PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 together, probably.
I mean, it could be. I mean, people drop games on the PS2 like hotcakes, so.
That's what I'm saying. Every freaking month, coming out with all these different games.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it's very possible.
So all right, so and I'll try and find that tweet also that I saw, because when I saw that too, I was like, huh, what? I'm like, wow, really that much? So I'll find that thing and I'll retweet it out to you when I find it. But getting to my original point, so here Sony, they exploded, they completely bankrupt Sega, they nearly killed Nintendo. Okay, so now all these guys in Sony, they're sitting back, fat wallets, smelling themselves. Now Xbox comes along and they say, we got nothing to worry about because we just got our name. You know, our name alone is gonna, you know, we're not worried about Xbox. So here, we're going to sell you the PlayStation 3 for $700. Okay? When they designed and the architect, Sony wanted to venture out with this blue chip technology that didn't take off. And if you remember, when PlayStation 3, all the rumors and everything, developers were talking about how difficult it's going to be to make games for the PS3. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or am I making it up?
No, that's true. They still some developers are like they're still having troubles with it.
Mm-hmm. So now you have this system that's difficult to. It's not the norm. Where with Xbox and PC, you can kind of port off each other. You know what I mean? Nintendo, the Wii, it was an easy system to make kiddie games for. Nintendo Dogs, Nintendo Hamster, you know, Nintendo Budcrack, whatever.
One of my favorite games.
They made every single thing that you can think of for that game. It was easy, but the one system that struggled to get games out for was the PlayStation 3. Now comes along a developer who has a great, reputable reputation in DICE, and they're trying to innovate their next title, which was Battlefield 3. The problem is the PS3 couldn't handle it because it wasn't made for it. I don't blame DICE for it.
Bobby.
I blame you, Staccato, for everything that happened.
Ah, okay. Look.
Let's just get down to it right now. It's all your fault, cuz.
Look at this shit, man. Look, you can't look at the freaking, it's freaking Uncharted, okay? God of War 3, okay?
Wait, what did you say? Uncharted?
Uncharted.
What is that?
Yeah, so let's talk some more about Nintendo, because this motherfucker over here is tripping.
Well, well, according to this, I hate using fucking Wikipedia, but I'm trying to find what some people are saying, like 5,000. Someone here says like 38, almost 4,000 games.
See, I'm thinking
that's still a lot of goddamn games for a system.
It was probably a combination of PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2.
No, they said just PS2.
No, I mean like the 10,000 number.
Oh, that I think that is probably.
Yeah, probably a combo. Because I'm thinking if the PlayStation 2, it's about a little bit over 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you'd have to be. Yeah, I don't think you could put out that many games. But look, architecture or not, you're that late into a console's life. You know what I'm saying? You've already programmed one game for the system. There's this idea that it's the architecture's fault. It's you're a fucking developer. People complain about that shit, but then you look across the street at other developers who, like I said, are programming beautiful things, and that's why I bring up Uncharted and God of War, or even taking it back to the beginning, and you could say like Heavenly Sword, and you look at Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm. Beautiful games. These games are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't. How is it? At which point do you put the blame on the developer instead of the architecture? I'm not saying the architecture wasn't difficult, okay? And I'm not saying the architecture didn't have its problems. But if you've been there already, okay, you've worked on it, you know, and I'm sure there's people you can call up, like fucking who is it? Bethesda with the Skyrim game, and they fucking suck, so they had to call Sony in to help and shit. You could do that shit, you know? It's your fault that you suck as a company, okay? Your programmers suck. You need to fire them and get whole new people that know what the fuck they're doing.
You're talking about Call of Duty. You're definitely talking about Call of Duty.
No, I'm talking about, well, last time I checked, Call of Duty fucking worked on the PlayStation 3 instead of Battlefield, sir.
What did they work on? Yeah, they insulted every single gamer on this planet by telling us when Battlefield 3 came out and how great it was going to be and everything. They were the first ones to say, engine? Huh, we don't need to worry about our engine. They were working on the same freaking engine for the last 5 years, and it was the same regurgitated shit. Getting title after title after title. That's a developer that you blame.
Look.
And all their laziness using the what was it that they were using for multiplayer when they were leaving it up to the consoles? What's that called again?
Fuck if I know.
I got a brain fart. They weren't using dedicated servers. They were using
I don't know.
What the hell's it called?
I don't know. So they were using like the system server, like from Microsoft and shit like that? Okay.
Yeah, whoever had the strongest signal, they were, I guess, the main server or whatever.
Right. So here's the
thing. That's a developer that you blame. You don't blame Dice. How dare you?
But let's be real here, okay? At least with Call of Duty, okay, you were getting a string of games that were at least the same. Okay, Battlefield 3 is older than Battlefield Bad Company, or newer than Battlefield Bad Company 2, but it's worse. They went downhill.
No.
Okay, downhill. That's like playing Mario Galaxy, and then the next thing they come out with is fucking Super Mario World from the fucking NES.
I'll play that.
Whoa.
Come on.
How dare you?
Come on, guys. This is shenanigans. I'm calling shenanigans. Is anything going on in the gaming world that you guys find interesting? We'll start with you, Yayizzle, and then we'll go to Mr. Pops.
Right now?
Yes, right now. Wait, were you finished with your Nintendo chatter?
Was that the two
cool things that you had? Was a new Mario and a new Zelda?
That was more of a, y'all.
No, we want more, right?
Y'all got into quite a debate there. I didn't want to interrupt.
Go ahead, because Poppy loves the Wii U. So, go. What else is? He's been telling us, he says that Nintendo is coming strong. And so far he mentioned, what was it? Super Mario Fly? What is it called?
Which one?
The Mario?
The one Mario Luigi?
Yeah, what is it called?
I forgot what it was called.
He don't even know what it's called. I mean, he can't think it's great.
I just saw it today.
He also mentioned the...
Square Enix has got a new game coming out for him.
Go ahead.
Thank goodness for that one.
What is that?
I don't know. And let's see here. Who else is coming out here? I'm trying to think of what we got.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, no, are they going to bring that up for the Wii U? What's going on with that nonsense?
Yeah. We reserved it already at GameStop. Shh. I took Little Man.
Wait.
Can't wait to play that game.
So you will be able to Luigi's Mansion on the Wii U?
What happened?
Wait, what?
What?
What was the question?
What question?
Didn't you just ask a question?
I called you all a bunch of traitors.
Man, get out of here. It's because I have more fun playing the Wii U than I do the Xbox. Don't make me a hater.
Nobody has more fun playing Wii U than Xbox. I can't even argue anymore. I just can't do it. Oh my God, I just can't do it. So we got Luigi's Mansion coming out for the Wii U.
Got the new Super Mario Brothers with the Luigi expansion.
New DLC. Super Mario Brothers with Luigi DLC.
So you got the new Mario Brothers RPG game for the DS. I mean the 3DS.
Okay, wait. Said Mario RPG 3DS. Continue.
The Wario game looks pretty fun. Actually, looks pretty enjoyable. I might get that.
Isn't there a Yoshi game, or did that already come out?
Yeah, they had the Yoshi game. Yep, that's coming out.
Well, I thought that was for Wii.
The Donkey Kong one. For 3DS, they're redoing the Donkey Kong. What else? Now, that RPG looks really good. What's the name of that RPG? Hold on. Because I was like, that looks actually really, really fun.
Give me a second here.
You can talk amongst yourself while I find this out.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm excited about in gaming. I'm excited about nothing. Do you know why I'm excited about nothing? Because by the time this generation ends, there will only be about two or three other games I need to play. And as of right now, I am seeing nothing, absolutely nothing, that will make me want to buy any other consoles. If I want to play Mario, I'll just go to Yaa's house. Okay? I mean, let's be real.
You're not for the PS4?
Not at the moment. I'm not.
E3 may change it. That's what E3 is for, though. It's to get us to want to buy these systems. So we'll see what they do E3.
And, like, the thing is, like, okay, with the games that you would get excited for the PlayStation 4, The Last of Us, Battlefield 4, whatever else, most of these shits is coming out on the PlayStation 3, too. Like, and to me, like, we talked about this before, like, if I'm talking Last of Us, you know, if I could play this game for $60 as opposed to having to play it for, you know, $560, assuming the PS4 is $500, I'm just pay the $60 and play it on my PS3. You know what I'm saying? Same game. Maybe the other one has more beautiful graphics and stuff, but if it's the same shit, I'm just riding with the same shit.
Ride and die like a cowboy.
Nah, cowboy. Yeah. What they need to do...
I'm going to have to bounce, guys.
Whoa. All right.
Bobby. Good day, sir.
Thank you for coming on the show with us.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
everybody,
bro.
Have a great night. Great
you too, sir.
Thank you.
Good night.
Right. Give her what she wants. Bye. There you go. Yeah.
That's Poppy bouncing on us. So far, you've ran off this list of stuff, right? And I'm not seeing the superbness that you see, I guess is my issue.
If you watch the direct, you'll get excited for some of the games. If you have to be a huge fan, this is the thing. And, you know, someone said it perfectly. I was watching someone doing a review on the Wii U, and he said it perfect. He said, the Wii U is going to be for those who have always been fans of Nintendo's. The Wii U is not the system that's going to convert the Xbox fanboys or the PlayStation fanboys over to play it. The Wii U is for the people who grew up with Nintendo, like me, you, and the older generation of people, because it looks like they're trying to can... I'm not saying they're going to totally get rid of it, but it looks like they're trying to can most of the BS titles, because they messed up. This is called it. They put out so much shovelware for the Wii, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I think that Nintendo got their head on straight, so far at least, and maybe they're looking at it from like, look, we have a system, it's different, like the last system, but we can't just start putting out a bunch of BS titles and thinking that people are just going to buy it. Because that wave that we were riding is dead now. So now they're going to have to really sit back and say, okay, what are going to bring our fans back into getting a Wii U? And I think some of these titles that they've announced and they've had clips for are going to bring those fans over back to Nintendo. I think Monster Hunter was a good game if you wanted to get a Wii U. If you're a fan of Monster Hunter and, you know, you're like, well, is there a reason for me to buy a Wii U? There was your reason right there. I think when they dropped that the Zelda, see what other game was on there. The Pikmin, when that drops, and people love Pikmin. Like, apparently that game is really popular. When that drops for the Wii U, that could be a system seller. Like, Nintendo's so stupid sometimes. They have all these franchises in their grasp that could be system sellers, but they don't utilize them.
Here's my question. did Nintendo shoot themselves in the foot by using this family-friendly get-together gaming thing? Now, here's why I say this. Right now, we're in an era of games where it's basically separate put together. Everybody's at their own house playing the same game, but playing it together. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Wii U wanted to be different. The Wii U wanted to bring everybody together. Everybody come to the house, you know, kids, adults. The Wii U is the party machine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you had 10 households. All 10 households had the Wii U. All 10 households are all friends with each other. So, they all have a Wii U, but 5 of those people don't use the Wii U because they're always at the other 5 people's house playing the game, right?
Yeah.
Or not the Wii U, but the regular Wii, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the Wii U launches, right? These 10 households then decide, you know what? If the Wii is a friendly family game and we're always hanging out together, why do we all need a Wii U? So now you get one of those households buying a Wii U that all 10 of the households now play on. Do you think that was a thing? Am I just making that up in my head? I bought a Wii U, but when I'm thinking about the Wii U, I mean, I bought a Nintendo Wii, but when I'm thinking about the Wii U, my automatic response is, I'll just go to Yaizos and play it.
See, you can say that, but you can't, because you got to understand that Nintendo, okay, developers, you're always going to have your constant developers. Your developers, you know, are going to release games that you could only play one player and is not going to be revolved around having a bunch of friends. That's the thing about, and that's what Nintendo pretty much jacked up on with the Wii. It was so friendly, family-oriented that they kind of forgot about, what about the people that just want to play by themselves? And they need to correct that mistake now. To sell the Wii U is like, hey, we're still going to put, because here's my thing. When we grew up with split screens, Perfect Dark, GoldenEye, Mario Kart, so forth and so on. Mario Tennis. We used to play the WCW Nitro, the WWF games on N64.
Right.
Nintendo knew how to do it right. Because even though, like, me, you, Eron, and everybody had their own Nintendo 64, we all got together at one place and played it at our house. But everybody had their own system. Because the system offered more games. There was a solo campaign to games where it was more enjoyable than the multiplayer campaign. And that's what a lot of developers have lost now, is the solo campaign is so lackluster and so garbage that most people just skip over it just to play the multiplayer. And then that would hurt you in a way. But if you give someone a strong solo campaign in every game that you get, whether it be a multiplayer game or not, if the game's fun by yourself or with 4 or 5 other people, then that a person will buy your system and buy your games, and doesn't matter how many friends they have and how many friends own that system, because you're putting out good products.
But that's what I'm saying. The Wii didn't have that situation. The Wii was about the party. And the Wii U being an extension of the Wii U ultimately is about the party. So when people look at this party and they say, if I can go to Jim's house and party, why the fuck do I need, why do I have to, why does Mustafa need a fucking Wii U? I don't know. I could be tripping. You know what I mean?
Here, I understand. Okay, here's why I understand where you're coming from with that. And I agree with that. If you have, like me and you, we live right down the street from each other. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I agree with you. There's no reason for you to own a Wii U. There is no reason for you to own a Wii U right now. For me, when I found out that Monster Hunter was coming out, I'm a huge fan of the Monster Hunter series. Like, that's my game. I'm always gonna support Capcom with that one game because I love that game. So that was a system seller for me. Plus, you know, Mario, what have you. And plus, the Wish Land was actually fun. Nintendo Land was very enjoyable. We had fun with that. In regards to that, it's cool for you to come over and play, because when you come over, we're always going to play multiplayer games. We're always going to have fun as a family. Like Nintendo. See, I don't think Nintendo is coming at this from how other companies are coming at it. I think you're right. I think Nintendo is coming at it from, we were a family company at first, because, you know, from them censoring Mortal Kombat to censoring other games to make it more, you know, family friendly and stuff, is, of course, it's going to hurt their sales, because, yeah, it's going to cost people to buy less of their systems, but I think they'll still sell enough in the long run from just the hardcore gamers if they just cater to what we want. I think they'll lose out in the end, but they'll sell enough that they won't hurt like the PS3 is when they're just everything is just jack shit across the board.
Well, see, I think the PS3's main problem ended up being all the extra money that they ended up losing from the hacks and all the bad shit that happened to them. The hack fucked them up. The earthquake, fucking tsunami quake in fucking Japan fucked them up. They were just having disaster after disaster, you know. I think if not for those situations and all the money they had to dish out for those things, I ain't saying they would be in a great position, but obviously they'd be in a way better position. But I see where you're coming from.
I think Nintendo is on the right path. I'm happy that I go and don't see a bunch of Wii U games sitting out there. Like, I know that's weird to say, but I'm so happy right now.
Because you want to ignore the shovelware.
Right. I'm hoping that they're looking back and saying, let's not just start putting out a bunch of goddamn gimmicky games because we have a two-screen thing. Let's actually sit down and put these, well, like the WarioWare game for the Wii U looks fun as hell. I can't wait to get that game from day one and have y'all come over and play that game. I can just see us having so much fun with that game. And it's just like the new Zelda, who knows what they're going to do with that. And maybe they'll start implementing the multiplayer stuff in like Zelda games, and like maybe there'll be a Four Swords where it's multiplayer online, or you can get one person with the gamepad and me, you, and somebody else is sitting here, and y'all got your little controllers, and we all can play a Zelda game together. There's so much they can do with this to make it the multiplayer experience and still give you a really strong single campaign that there's no reason I don't see why Nintendo wouldn't do that.
I'm gonna call it. By PlayStation 5, we're going to be seeing Mario on the PlayStation.
You think Nintendo's done?
I think this Wii U is... Unless their next system creates that new dynamic, that change between, what was it, the GameCube and the Wii? Mm-hmm. I don't think they got it in them. I don't think there's anything. What else can they do? You know, they need to come out with some virtual reality bubble type of shit. They need the fucking holodeck from Star Trek. They need that. That needs to be the next Nintendo.
But here's the thing. I mean, I know all the companies are hurting right now. And I think Nintendo went the smart route with this system. Just because it was, you know, it cost them less money to make. And if they were, like I said, if they're smart, then they'll start relying on some of their flagship titles and come out with some really strong IPs. Asking some of these third-party developers like Squaresoft, Konami, and all these other games, say, hey, look, we need you guys. Give us some really good games. Give us some exclusive games for our system. Get people to come over to our system. Support us. You know what I mean? And we'll push your games, we'll do commercials, we'll put the advertisement. I mean, come on, Nintendo fucking stepped up and saved Bayonetta from the graveyard. If it wasn't for fucking Nintendo, Bayonetta, there would be no Bayonetta 2. Sony wasn't going to pick it up. Microsoft wasn't going to pick it up.
But who wants that? Who's calling for Bayonetta 2?
People are, apparently, again, just like Pikmin, Bayonetta 2 was a popular enough game that Nintendo saw that enough fans wanted it that Nintendo picked it up, and people were salty about it, and people were like getting all mad at the developers and Nintendo, but you should be getting mad at Microsoft and Sony, because they're the ones who didn't pick it up. So if Nintendo saves your franchise, and because you have to go buy a new system to play it, you're mad at Nintendo and the developers. It's not the developers and Nintendo's fault. It's Sony's fault for thinking that maybe there was enough money for them to want to release a Bayonetta 2. But apparently there was, or Nintendo wouldn't have picked it up.
Is that where the Wii U wins? Does the Wii U now need to go find dead franchises of games that did moderately well and pay for sequels?
Then, yes, this is what Nintendo needs to do to pretty much shit all over Microsoft and Sony. Microsoft is fucked. I don't care what they do with May, because I think I already know what they're going. I think they're going to do DRM. I think they're going to... There's going to be a bunch of stuff that people aren't going to be happy with Microsoft. I kind of call it. I might be wrong, but I think about 95% of everybody is on the same boat as what Microsoft is going to do. So we're not even going to talk about them right now. Now, what Sony and Nintendo need to do is they need to look at all the franchises that have made their money in the past and start, like you said, start bringing them out, but as new, I mean, not like redoing the games, but start releasing them on your virtual console, start building it up, and then give us a new release. Like, where's the Mana games? When's the last time you played a new Mana game? Where's the last Tales game that we had with 2D sprites? Let's see, how about a really strong, well, a traditional Mario game that's, I would like a nice, not like the 3D graphic Mario, but like the cartoony Mario game would be fun, I think. It would kind of harken back to the good old days, but still be a new game. Give us a new Zelda. Where's Wii U? Nintendo ain't saying nothing about new Zelda now. What about Contra? Where the fuck is Contra at? What about Gradius? What about, what's that game called? Shit, what game? What about another Illusion game, like Illusion of Gaia and all them games like that? What about, help me out, Sakata. All these games you used to play.
What about a new Bubsy?
Bubsy the Cat. A good Bubsy the Cat.
Bubsy. Aerobat. What's his name? Aquabat. The Aerobat.
Jackal. The Jeep game on there we had on Nintendo.
Yes, Jackal. Jackal.
What about Guerrilla War? What if they made sequels to all these games, or even made these games updated graphics, 3D, but just started... Because retro is what's in right now. Everybody's in this whole retro craze. Retro's is getting expensive. It's like, start utilizing it. Start bringing back franchises that made you money in the past. Like, where's the Chrono Cross? Where's the next damn Chrono game? Give us another fucking Final Fantasy. I don't want a sequel to 10. I don't want a sequel to 13. Give us a new goddamn Final Fantasy game already.
You know what I would like?
One fucking Final Fantasy game in the entire cycle of the PS3.
You know what I would like? Seriously? A new ActRaiser.
A new ActRaiser. God damn. Hell yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
One of the best launch titles in history for any system. ActRaiser.
ActRaiser was a pretty bad.
Where the fuck is Killer Instinct? Nintendo, buy Rare from Microsoft so they would make bullshit avatars and stuff. Bring them over. Tell them to release Killer Instinct 3.
I don't know.
Seriously? We could go on, man, you could go on forever of all the goddamn games we had so much fun with and tell them to release these games and they're not even... Like, you know how a lot of people are asking for Earthbound? We're just now getting into virtual consoles? Seriously?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Lord, I'm getting upset.
I don't know. I can't call it. I can't call it, man.
Shit is ridiculous. It's like y'all have all these... Nintendo has so many franchises. Secret of Evermore.
EVO, Search for Eden.
EVO, Search for Eden. That sounds familiar.
That's the one where you start off as a fish and you eat all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. What about that one game you... Oh, shit. Oh, Jade Cocoon.
That was PlayStation, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just saying in general. I'm talking about PlayStation 2. I'm talking about PlayStation and Nintendo.
Oh, you're saying everybody just bring out the ill shit.
Yeah, fuck Microsoft. I'm talking about Sony and Nintendo. Stop hating on the franchises. That's their problem. They're so busy hating on the franchises and asking their fans, why do you want these games? motherfucker. These are the games that got you where you are now. If it wasn't for all these Final Fantasies, these Secret of Mana, these Tales games, Jade Cocoon, and all these other games, you wouldn't even be where you are now. Contra put you on the map. Konami, where the hell are you doing? Where's Gradius at, you assholes? Where the fuck are all the good fighting games? Street Fighter 4 suck.
Wow.
Fuck that Street Fighter 4. Where's the good 2D sprite King of Fighter X fighting where it just feels fast-paced like Guilty Gear and goddamn Blaze Blue and... Fuck you, Capcom. I said it. Oh, by the way, the game is called Bravely Default. Flying Fairy. Check it out. It looks pretty good.
What the hell is that?
It's the Square Enix, game.
Wait, what's it called?
Bravely Default Flying Fairy. That's the one in it. Let me make sure this is it. Hold on.
Bravely.
Let me press play. I think this is it. Wait a minute, this might be the wrong game. Hold on.
I see a Bravely Default Praying Brage.
Try that one. Maybe they changed the name since the.
Brage. 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 Welcome to Final Fantasy Square Enix game for Nintendo DS.
Go ahead and play it real quick.
Okay, let's see here. Laughing person. Lady girl. Books. Weird hair. Definitely a Square Enix game. Sexy bitches. Skipping forward. Okay, so a little they took it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
On some other chibi-headed niggas type of shit.
And I like the Virtual Console. They're coming out with games like 30 cents for games is I would pay for that. I bought Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I got F-Zero. Friday, I'm getting Kirby. Like, for 30 cents, I'm buying every single game that gets released on that Virtual Console between 30 cents and a buck for the, you know what I mean? It's like, why would you not? It's so cheap. And hopefully this is going to bring down prices of games for collectors and stuff, because getting collecting is out of hand, yeah. Price-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to collect, but I'm not paying fucking 80 or 100 bucks for a video game. I refuse to pay that much for a video game because, like I said, and like I tell everybody, when that game gets released on Virtual Console, just like they did with Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and then the price of that game drops significantly because more and more people are just buying it, looking at it like, huh, I can pay 40 bucks online, or I can pay 80 bucks for a physical copy. I'm just going to pay the money and get two goddamn games. So, of course, it's going to bring the price of the game down. It's cause and effect. And then the people that spent the 100 so bucks on these games are going to be pissed off because their game that they spent 100 bucks for, thinking it was going to be an investment, isn't really an investment because the price is just going to drop.
And you know, that's what I was kind of thinking was supposed to happen this now, because like a lot of the games, you know, that were so fucking expensive back in the day, like Vagrant Stories or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's just expensive as you try to buy it. You know what I'm saying? So you would think coming out on anybody having access to it for 10 bucks, but you go in there now and you still look for that shit and it's just as expensive. You know, I don't know. So I don't know, but I do like that.
Because you know,
like
what? I think Vagrant Story is one of those niche titles too. Like I think everybody loves Vagrant Story. I'm not saying it's a bad game, but I don't know. I think it's just one of them games where. Some of those games just got that staying power. I've never put it past them. Some games, even if it comes out for virtual consoles, they're going to hold their price point. But I don't know. I just think certain games do suffer in the long run. Because the thing is, if less and less people are willing to buy the game and people are wanting to sell that game, the only way they're going to sell that physical copy is to drop the price to the point where people are going to be willing to buy it over just going to a virtual console. Because I'm gonna be honest with you now, if it came up on the Wii U right now, $30, and it was on eBay for $100, that's one time where I'm gonna say, hey, I'll pay the money, I won't have the physical copy, but I'm not giving $100 up for a video game. Now we're not gonna get two games for that, no. Especially for an old Wii game.
We gotta talk about something important real quick.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm all tired right there.
The fuck is up with this goddamn weather? The fuck is up with this weather, man?
What weather, man? What are you talking about?
The weather.
Oh, so the weather, man. Let me tell you something's going on with this weather. Fuck, yeah. I don't know what it want to do. I don't know if it wants to rain, be cold, be hot, be stormy. I'm gonna tell you. Oh, by the way, you ever heard of La Bamba Burritos? They're eating good, man. They're on North High Street.
La, 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 la. Is that the place where the
burritos are as big as your head? Quote.
The burritos. Yeah, a long time ago.
Because I was thinking, because I'm kind of tired of everything. I was like, I wouldn't mind, because they have some marinated chicken over there. Some barbecue marinated adobo chicken or whatever. And I was like, we should go over there Friday after I go pay the fine off. I have a little extra change in the old pocket there. Get a burrito.
Yeah, that could be something to do, bruv.
You know what I'm saying? You just drop me off. You swing around the block a couple times. I run in there real quick. Then we'll swing on over, grab a burrito. Or we go to North Market. I don't care. You go do something.
We'll find something. There's always something to do. Especially in downtown. Downtown.
Dude, actually, we wanted to drive all the way down to that gyro shop. We'll get fish sandwich from them.
Where?
The one on East Broad Street up near where the way past off of Stelter Road.
Oh, yeah, they do have some good fucking... All their food is good.
Stand it. I can't stand fish. But every time I go there, I get that fish sandwich.
They make a good fish sandwich.
I'll get a gyro for the next day. Eat the fish sandwich that day.
It's good shit. They make good food there. One of the best gyro shops on the block. Yeah, I mean, one of the best ones on the block. Well, shit. You got anything else there, brother?
Yeah, let's end this because you and Stir went on a little bit of a rant tirade there between each other and the hatefulness. That's the truth. Here's what's gonna happen. Let's give our E3 predictions.
All right.
It's in a couple months. So let's figure out what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft.
Right.
They're going to be the worst again like they were last year.
Right. They're going to be all about media and shit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everybody knows it. The only people that like the whole Microsoft thing are little college boys and the casual gamers who want the thing that can do everything. Just so fuck it. Sony... I think Sony is going to give a good presentation. I just, like, part of me hopes they actually show some... Because I just know it's going to be about a bunch of the same bullshit anyways. Like, I think Sony is going to give us enough video game stuff to make us happy. But they're going to be doing that Microsoft thing where they're going to show, well, you can use this to share, and our console can do this, and it can do that. And it's going to be a bunch of that bullshit. And then we're going to have, like, the later end of it's actually going to be the game part where we're going to get excited for it. And I think they're going to give us a few good surprises that are actually going to make us excited to make us want to buy that system. I'm not saying by any means necessary. It is going to be a system seller, but I think they're going to give us enough to maybe consider. Because right now, I'm not buying a PS3 no matter what. I don't care if there's a price drop. I'm just like, I'm not interested in it at all. Like, I have a PS3 sitting there collecting dust. I can just go buy games for that and still go another 10 years and be fine, but what are you going to say?
For the Wii, or not the Wii, but for PlayStation, okay, no, Xbox, crap. PlayStation 4, I'm thinking, because my problem with PlayStation, with the most of their showings, is that they just show shit that you can see at any, and this, I guess this is a thing with all companies except for Nintendo. The shit that they show is shit that you could pretty much go to any other press conferences and see. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They'll show the same shit that Xbox will show, the same shit that you'll go to Capcom shit and see, the same shit that you'll go to EA shit and see. You know what I'm saying? They need all these companies. They need to come hard with the illest first-party lineup of games they have possible. Now, Sony is the company to be able to do that. Okay? They have a shit ton of first-party developers that I'm hoping are right now at work just banging out the illness. Like, they should be able to have an E3 where the majority of the stuff that they show is exclusive Sony shit.
Yep.
Let me have that, and let me get some near launch dates for those games, and I might buy the PlayStation 4 out there. But they're going to have to come strong, but I don't think that's what it's going to be. You know? Because you know what you're going to see. We're going to most likely see some type of Uncharted. You know, we'll see the shit that they've already been showing for the PS3, like The Last of Us, and you'll probably see Battlefield 4, maybe a new Call of Duty or whatever. But, like, this is shit, like, we know. Like, and those games have kind of been around so long now, except for, obviously, Last of Us, since it's new. But the games have been around so long that, you know, I love Uncharted. But an Uncharted 4 isn't going to get me out of my seat. I'll buy it. I'll play it. I'll probably love it. But it's not, it won't sell me a PlayStation 4. You know what I'm saying? If Last of Us was a PlayStation 4 exclusive, might be a seller.
Might be, yes. Yeah.
Now I can get it on PlayStation 3. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? So that's my thing on Sony, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, why? If you're going to have an exclusive for a system anyways, and you turn around, you lose it for the PS3 and the PS4. Why? You're not getting people to the PS4. You're keeping people on the PS3 because they're going to save money. People are broke now, damn it, Sony. Your problem is you want to make us broker. So you want to give us a reason to buy the PS4. You want to phase us. Okay, I'll tell you what Nintendo did. Nintendo shut down the Wii console thing. The Wii Virtual Console and all that, they're shutting it down. So they're phasing people to move over to the Wii U. They're like, hey, you can transfer all your data. We're making it easy for you to make that transition over. Take that Wii, you know, go buy your Wii U, then take that Wii and trade it in, use it towards credit. But we're trying to get people over to the Wii U. What fucking Sony was like, they're doing is, hey, if you got a PS3, you're good. But if you want a PS4 and updated graphics and all that, hey, come on over and spend the $500 to play the same game someone else is going to pay $60 for it, end up paying $80 for the game. Knowing Sony. Video game is this. I used to love it when video game was like a niche thing that only certain people did, and it wasn't popular. And now it's ruined. It's absolutely ruined. Companies are making dumb decisions. We lost a lot of companies. We can't get any games we want. The fucking companies are more worried about what their fucking system can do rather than the games that are on the system. And then people just, I'm sorry, that's why I disagree with people like Disturbed and other people who sit here and praise like Sony and stuff Like, they're just as bad, if they're just as bad, if not worse, than Microsoft for the shit they pulled. Like, okay, if you're a first-person shooter fan, then okay, then maybe Disturbed Poppy's happy in that aspect, if you're that type of fan. But what if you're not type? What about us? What about the people like RPGs and platformers and all the other? We got screwed.
It's true. It's true.
And it's like they don't care. It's like, oh, we're the Me Too company. What? The Nintendo has the Waggle remote? What? Kinect has Microsoft has the Kinect? Well, we have to have the Move. What the fuck? Oh, wait, what? They have to have this? We get Battlefield. What? They have, what's that shit called? Gears of War? We get Binary, what's that, Binary Domain? Where the fuck that horrible game was called?
Whoa. Did you even play that game?
I played the demo. That game was horrible.
I'm buying that as soon as it's $3.
It was god awful. The PlayStation is that Me Too company this year. That's what they remind me of. It's like everything everybody else did. It's like Nintendo, Sony, they did. Oh, fucking Super Smash Brothers. Oh, us too. We have Battle Stars All Royale. We're gonna get a bunch of fucking B-list characters that nobody gives two fucks about and put them in a fighting game. That doesn't work for you, Sony. All you have is Nathan Drake and Kratos. Who the fuck even knew who Parappa was except for us?
Parappa, the rapper.
Kick punches all in the mind.
If you want to test me, I'll show you fine.
You're fine like the team to teach you. You're sorry to beat you. Never let you get a lesson for teaching. Now kick. And it's like, so let's just fuck Sony. Now let's talk about Nintendo. I think Nintendo's going to get you, Ahsan.
What do you mean?
Nintendo is going to grasp you this E3. And they're going to grab you by the balls. And they're going to be like, look, come over to us. You don't need Sony. And guess what we have? We have exclusives. They can't say that. We're going to have Zelda. We're going to have your Mario. We're going to have your Metroid. We're going to have your other games. Square Enix may come out and give us some awesomeness. I'm sure they will. Maybe Konami might finally come out and say something. Like, I think the Wii U is where it's going to be this generation because it's cost friendly. It's development friendly. It is development friendly because there is no thing that says you have to use both screens. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to develop it so it's intuitive with both screens and it has to use both screens. Like, it's something that you can add. But I think they're going to get you, buddy. Final Fantasy Tactics.
I just don't know. I just don't know. You know what? I think... like, I could see that being the... I don't know. At some point, I'm going to get a PlayStation 4. As of just right now, I don't really care about either of them. But like you said, come E3, I might start to care more. Like I said, Xbox is going to really have to throw way across the field to make me even really give a shit about what they're doing. Yeah. I don't care about another Gears. I've never cared about Fable. I don't care about, the racing game they have. I don't give a fuck about, I don't know, like... I'm even trying to think of some shit like they could do. Like, if they did come out with a new Killer Instinct, would that make me want an Xbox? And I'm as much as I love Killer Instinct, I'm like, I don't know.
No. Yeah, not for DRM.
I don't know if that would make me care enough. But I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, if it comes down to one of those things where it's like, man, PlayStation 4 ain't got it.
Nope.
Xbox ain't got it.
Nope.
I could get a Wii U, but it would, I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I'm still having fun with my PlayStation 3. So, I finally beat White Knight Chronicles. So it's all Ni No Kuni from here, RPG wise. PlayStation Plus is still dropping cool games for me to play and get into, like Vanquish and shit and The Cave. I love The Freaking Cave.
I played a demo of that. That's pretty fun.
That is a fun game. It's really fun. I don't understand if there's supposed to be some kind of lesson learned or some shit. I don't fucking know when I beat it. But either way, fun game.
Don't masturbate.
But I mean, I don't know. I can't call
then,
it.
Like I said, Nintendo, people look at the Nintendo at the wrong angle. It's never about the hardware. Stop making everything about the fucking hardware nowadays. Start judging a system on the games that it releases. If a system, like, okay, look at the PS3. It was touting how powerful it fucking was and how great the games are going to look. Yeah, it's a piece of shit system at the end of the day that cost Sony tons of money. Now they barely got their heads above water because there were no good games on it. Like, I don't give, like, look at the Wii. The Wii sold shitloads of systems, but at the end of the day, had a bunch of shovelware. Like, who gives a fuck about a system that can do everything and you can share games if all your games fucking suck? Give us a system that's why right now I'm happy with the Wii U, because I got games that can go out, I can buy tomorrow, the next day, I can buy after E3, and I'll continuously be happy and have a nice long, because I know there'll be games that'll come out that I know I will play. There will be RPGs for it, there will be their first party games, there will be shooters and everything else that are getting released for this system. I'll be happy because Nintendo is open to at least try things because they have this new, you know, dual screen technology and all that. But this bullshit, Sony and Microsoft. And have you ever in your life looked at a system? I'm talking about Microsoft right now, and said that if that system does that, I'm not buying it. Have you ever thought you were going to do that shit in your life? Not even based off the games, not based off the software, not based off of anything. Just one function of a goddamn system is going to pretty much determine how successful a system is. That's a shame. That's a damn shame. And that's, you know what? And that's their fault, because it's bullshit that any system should always have to be online, because not everybody can afford fucking high-speed internet. And there are some places in the world where people can't get a good signal. True. So what?
Yeah.
So they can't play your system? It's just like you said, deal with it. Just fuck them. Fuck them. Man,
shit, there are some places that don't even have like broadband or DSL connections still. So
thank you. And then people in Australia were complaining about that shit because someone said that, well, we have to pay per, what is it, pay per minute or pay per hour or something, or per day for our internet or some shit. That what about sucks. Them people? So they're going to have to keep getting this continuously fucking bill because their goddamn Xbox is continuously online? Man, fuck you, Microsoft. Y'all some assholes, man. That's why we don't like Microsoft in this way, on this podcast. People wonder why y'all hate on Microsoft. Why don't y'all like them? That's why. Because they some fucking assholes. At least fucking Nintendo and Sony got some good points about them. They're not total shit. Microsoft is just shit across the board. Their console was shit. Their games are shit. Their first party stuff was shit. They recycle the same stuff over and over again. And then people get tired of it. It's, God damn it. Just end this podcast. Now I'm getting upset. About to get a rant started.
You need to do a rant then. Because the people want another Yaya's a rant that they haven't had in 8 years.
What are you talking about? What about the one that's different applies?
That doesn't count. That was part of the show. You need to rant separately. And you need to do another episode of the Spotlight.
Spotlight. What game should I spot? I do got the wish name on there. Look at Spotlight F-Zero.
There you go.
I can't get a wish name.
There you go.
Fuck.
And then, fucking, I guess the BCG Storytellers is dead. I don't know. Didn't even launch out. We had fantastic episodes by Nas and Guy. Where's the community at, man? This is your show to talk about the games that you love. To bring it to the people that you want to listen to. But hey.
You know, sometimes it's hard to... I'm going to put it this way. Sometimes it's hard to remember everything about a game, but then sometimes it's hard to go back and play a game all the way through. Like, Final Fantasy VI, fucking fantastic game. I'll have to sit back and play that entire game over to actually do a decent story of that. Because I can't remember. I mean, I remember most of it, but there's a lot of things I think I feel like I would skip over. And then other games just would be just stupid to do it for.
Like?
I don't know, like fucking F-Zero or something like that. You can do a spotlight field, yeah, put the game in, and I raced around the track a few times and jumped off into Red Canyon and Firefield. People were dying.
Yeah, as long as there's a story, as long as there's a damn story.
I don't know. I mean, Wish Name actually is a pretty good game right now. I'm really getting into that. Actually, I could do what's the name of Monster Hunter. It's kind of a finicky story, but you could kind of understand what's going on.
I thought you were supposed to be doing the storytellers on Mega Man, you fuck master.
I can't do Mega Man. I realize there's more Mega Man games I haven't played. Namely, X... which one was it? X7? And I think X6. I think I did X8.
Tired
and I can't
shit.
I can't find X6 and X7 anywhere.
I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm tired of all you fuck faces.
Now I can do Mega Man 1 through maybe 8. Because I can download those games and play them through. Because Mega Man, I could be Mega Man in like a day.
Mega Man
all of them
a day.
In a day. But so gaming sucks. Said it day once, I'll say it now.
This has been the Boom Podcast, episode number 1995.
I'm so depressed. Oh, guess what? Oh, what? And everybody, I'm gonna try to get a camcorder. Going on vacation this year. California.
Who's going to
I'm going to California, sir.
Sweet, when?
I'm going in July. There's going to be a comic thing down there or something, a bunch of other crap. So food, eating places, and I'm going to try to get as much video and footage and pictures and stuff we can put on the website. So I actually been trying to go on vacation for years now, but dialysis has kind of restricted me from being able to travel. Now I have the option, and hey, it'd be good.
Be getting it in?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go out west one time. I've already been out east. I just need to go down south, out west, and I've covered the four corners.
Cool. Sounds good to me. I'll be going to mom's house on vacation.
Sounds good.
Sleeping at, yeah, sleeping on the couch. Sleeping on the couch.
So you're going to watch my apartment while I'm gone?
Hey, why not?
You get away from Alana for a little bit. You know, if she stays there, you stay over here. Bachelor pad, it's all yours.
Whatever happens, dude. Whatever happens.
Boom. I'll make the proper arrangements. I'll have food in the place. I'll leave you some money, and there you go. All right.
let's see. Who do we... Shout-outs to Maximus Prime. Shout-outs to Max Prime.
Sturb for joining us today.
Sturb, yeah. Shout-out to D-Sonics. Shout-out to the Big Don. Shout-out to Zona Ripper, EDiddy999, Redfield. Funky.
Hello, Spongy.
Shout out to the homie Derek Got 007.
Oh, Derek.
That's the homie right there.
Shout out to white people.
Shout out to all the white folk, Mexicans, Indians, and black people.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if we have any Asians, but if we have any Asians, sayonara.
Any women? Any ladies out there?
Any ladies out there?
How you doing?
If you're a hoe, suck a dick. If you're not, hey, marry me.
If you're a midget, hey.
Be small.
There you go.
Midgets, you have new pride because of Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. Yeah, new midget stuff going on there.
Getting it in like a boss.
Getting it in like a boss. shout out to Talib Kweli, RZA, Killer Priest, Mos Def, Common. Shout out to Shaka Boom, Raina Honey. Shout out to Tawana for being our random call. Shout out to Dominique for also being a random call.
Sounding high. Thank you.
Yes. Shout out to the UU Hockey Show. Watching that again from the beginning. Still enjoying it.
Oh, shout out to Black Butler. People, check out that series. Awesome anime series.
Watch that.
Both. Well, I can't believe I sat down and watched both seasons in 2 days. That's how good it was. I've never done that before in any anime, except for UU Hockey Show.
There you have it. Black Butler, check that out. Go buy a copy of Ni No Kuni.
Support that game. I'm gonna probably get a copy of that too pretty soon too.
Ni No Kuni. If you'd like a good RPG also for a cheap, you can get a 2-for-1 White Knight Chronicles 1 and 2. Let's see here. Shout out to everybody in the Boston for that fucked up shit that happened.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
and,
that shit.
Let's also hope that the Bostonians don't allow the police to take over their city again.
They won't.
Looking at it, to me, it was just one tragedy after another. First you get bombed, bullshit, and then the government takes over your city. More bullshit. Keep it alive, guys. keep it alive. The fertilizer plant. Sorry about that, guys. That was fucked up shit too.
Where was that at?
That was in Texas. Fertilizer plant blew up.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Right.
12, 15 people died or something. Messed up. The weather killing people everywhere. Floods. Snow. It's supposed to be springtime. Cold as shit outside. That's some fucked up stuff. Let's see. Anything else? Any other shout outs you want to give out there?
Shout out to Puff Daddy.
Puffy. Big Puff. Puff.
For going to WrestleMania and ruining it for everybody.
WrestleMania. Take that. Take that.
Shout out to WWE for just ruining our lives now because you suck. Let's see, we got any more shout outs here.
Shout out to GSP. He defended his belt again and won.
Who?
George St. Pierre, UFC.
Oh, I do. I stopped watching that so much.
Me too. Me too. I've been watching it in a long time.
That's weird. Shout out to, there's any more shout outs to Martin Yen.
Martin Yen, shout outs to Martin
that
Yen.
That man is a beautiful, sexy beast.
Martin
at the
Yen,
end of the day.
Can cut. He goes like this.
Martin and that's the day, people. And we're going to end on this high note. We're going to say, like I say every day, at the end of every podcast, play what you like, support what you like, and just stop the hating. There's no more hating. This is Microsoft. Fuck Microsoft.
Hey. How many times have you said I'm leaving you, no matter what you do? How many times have I thrown words back at you, one who could kill you where you stand? How many times have we slept side by side, 1,000 miles apart? How many times have we thought we could finish something we could never even start? How many times have I said I love you and I hate you in the same breath? How many times have we tried to grab something when there was nothing? We got no time. We got no time.
Okay, that's end of show. Yeah, that's up, man. Yep, that's